When you take antibiotics, the drugs can wipe out some of your so-called good bacteria along with the bad bugs that are making you sick. So, it's become common for patients to take capsules or foods containing microbes that bolster the good bacteria. These probiotics are generally seen as safe, but now new findings from Boston Children's Hospital suggest probiotics carry some risks, at least for patients in the intensive care unit. WBUR's Kerry Goldberg reports.
In the ICU at Children's, Dr. Greg Preeby was treating a teenager whose lungs had failed. To make matters worse, the patient spiked a fever from an infection brewing in his bloodstream, a type of bacteria called lactobacillus, the most common type in foods like yogurt.
And I knew that he was taking a probiotic containing lactobacillus at the time, and I wondered whether they could be the same.
Preeby says patients on probiotic capsules tend to take them at home and then keep taking them in the hospital. The case in 2014 reminded him of another patient who developed a lactobacillus infection after back surgery a couple of years earlier.
Those two cases kind of made me start thinking that maybe there is a problem there, because that patient was also taking a probiotic containing lactobacillus.
The question was, had friendly probiotic bacteria somehow run amok and turned into enemies? Enter the bacterial detectives from the hospital's team that fights infections. Their medical director, Dr. Tom Sandora, says they searched records of all the microbes that show up on blood cultures.
And over about a 5.5 year period, we noticed that there were six patients who had been receiving probiotics in the ICU who had a positive blood culture, a bloodstream infection with this particular bacteria called lactobacillus. And so that seemed like something it was worth looking into a little bit further.
The challenge was to prove that the bacteria in the probiotics capsules had morphed into the patient infections. So Sandora says they analyzed the DNA sequences of both.
The sequencing is like a way to fingerprint the bacteria, and that fingerprint can implicate the probiotic in the crime.
The team used state-of-the-art technology called whole genome sequencing and showed without a doubt that the probiotic was the culprit in the infections. The researchers emphasized that the risk of infection they found in the ICU does not mean probiotics are dangerous for everyone.
I grew up eating yogurt and Greek.
Postdoctoral fellow Christina Meraku says the study looked only at seriously ill patients at Children's.
So I wouldn't stop eating yogurt because of what our study, but we do need to be more careful, like in the hospital, of what's going on and maybe give some guidelines even to the parents.
The hospital tightened its protocols for probiotics in 2016, Dr. Preeby says, and a year later essentially banned probiotics for ICU patients who have a central line. That's a tube placed in a large vein for easy access. The study in the journal Nature Medicine is not the first to show risks of infection from probiotics, but it really nails them down. Dr. Patricia Hibbard chairs the Department of Global Health at the Boston University School of Public Health. She researches probiotics, but wasn't involved with this study.
The message has to go out to the general public that if they have a condition that could put them at risk, they shouldn't take probiotics. And those conditions are things like weakened immune system, gut problems,
and being sick enough to be in an ICU. The study found infections in just 6 patients who were on probiotics out of a total of more than 500, and none of the patients died from the infections. Still, Dr. Hibbard says it's a concern because probiotics are widely available without a prescription. She encourages anyone with concerns about probiotics to speak with their doctor.
But we've also got to get the doctors better educated about the risks as well, because there is so much positive press for probiotics. I think that is the public health priority.
Other research has found benefits from probiotics, particularly for diarrhea linked to antibiotics. A major international study of the risks versus the benefits of probiotics in the ICU is now underway. Hibbard says our understanding of probiotics, pro and con, is still in its infancy. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kerry Goldberg.